No, what am I doing? I was just hosting the show as though fucking the guest was here. Keep this in. Let's just leave it because it's like the apocalypse and we're just rolling with whatever at this point. I was just doing my intro alone, but I was about to intro a guest that's not here. That's my mental health update. I hope your day is full of board games and books and crossword puzzles and Sudoku and stretching and juicing and cooking and eating and laughing again, because that's the only thing we could do at this point. Sleeping, resting, fucking, if you're one of those lucky people quarantined with another. I hope your day is okay. I hope you guys are getting through. This is a challenging time for everybody, and just know that you're not alone. I've also started a quarantined highlights tab on my Instagram, and you can go. There's all kinds of entertaining things on there. I've been doing live streams with different people. I've had comedians stop by, musicians stop by. I had my friend from Gothic Tropic stop by. She sang to me on live stream and people really love that. So check it out on the quarantine tab on my Instagram homepage. Also, I'm trying to make extra content for you guys. I'm going to try to keep the podcast coming. I don't know if I'll be able to have guests after this one moving forward. It might just have to be solo podcasts. We'll see how the next couple weeks go, I guess. Yeah, so there's that. I've also, like, on my... I don't know. My brain's all over the place because it's the apocalypse. Okay. If you guys are looking for something to cheer you up, look no further than Oh Yeah Socks. Oh Yeah Socks makes the most amazing socks. They have socks for everyone, men, women, and they're so colorful and cute. They're designed with comfort and style for every occasion, skate, snow, or casual wear. Giving our customers a wide selection of vibrant colors, textures, patterns, and class-leading quality to complement their existing environment. Each Oh Yeah sock and slipper is a high-quality piece blending unique design and craftsmanship. Okay, let me tell you. These socks, they're the fucking shit. I love these socks. I have a box of them in my house right now, and every day I'm just putting on a new pair of socks because I was supposed to have a photo shoot, different photo shoots in them, and gift them to guests, and I've been mailing some to my friends to cheer them up this pandemic season. And I just want to say that this company has been really, really nice to me and really supportive, and they're the reason that I've been able to bring you guys some content. And so I really want to support them because they have invested in me. So I really want to urge my customers, if you're enjoying any of my content, whether it be the live streams or the podcasts, or I've been doing a lot of jokes and memes, if you're enjoying this stuff, just give some extra love to the sock company, Oh Yeah Socks. You can head over to their website. I'll tell you right now what their website is. Their website is... ohyeah.com. That's three O's and H. Yeah. YEAH.com. It'll also be in the description of this. And you do yourself a favor and follow them on Instagram. You can see all the different fun socks that they have. It is three O's and H. Yeah. Socks on Instagram. That's their handle. So treat yourself, support them, because they're supporting me, and I just want to give back to people as much as we can right now. And I have a discount code. People are like, do you have a discount code? Fuck yeah, I have a discount code. I have a pandemic discount code for a sick pair of podcast socks. The discount code is SARA10. That's SARA10. Okay. Maybe some of you forgot my name's Sarah. I certainly did. I feel like... people have been calling me Shank nonstop for the last year. But I just, when I said the name Sarah, I was like, who's that? But that's okay. What else was I going to tell you? I know what I was going to tell you. When are these fucking businesses gonna stop emailing us about COVID-19? You know, like what? Also, I think I'm gonna be really weird when I finally interact with people. Just letting you guys know, things are getting weird as fuck. I freaked out because I don't know why I'm scrolling through my phone like that. I freaked out because the Wi-Fi at my house was down. I started crying last night, so that's where I'm at. I also don't have gloves on right now, which I'm freaking out about as well. So, before you guys, this week's episode is amazing and has Jamar Neighbors, and he is Jamar Neighbors for some of it and then the Corona King for the rest of it. So, I think you're really going to enjoy it. I'm super glad that we got to squeeze this podcast in and we were able to make it happen. He is sitting 6 feet away from me. You can see this on the video version of the podcast on YouTube. Head over to YouTube. You just type in my name, Sarah Weinschenk, Weinschenk, and just YouTube, and it'll come up, and that's how you can subscribe. And you can go. I have so many different podcasts of video content just sitting on my YouTube page. Like, I'm hours worth of entertainment that I've done, and those videos could use some more views, so check those out. Also, support my Comedy Central series that I did. You guys are sitting at home, you're bored. Check out Shanks for Smoking. That's Shanks, S-H-E-N-K-S, for Smoking. On Comedy Central's YouTube, there's a playlist that should pop up. And there's some amazing episodes. There's one with Doug Benson, and there's one with Josh Wolf and Teddy Ray and Brian Moses and Jessamay Peluso and Beth Stelling. All of them are like funny and they're super weird. And I have a merman on the show named Carl. It's the most whimsical weed show on the internet. That's what I call it. So please, please, please check that out. Guys, also I'm really, really excited because I'm going to be doing some amazing weed live streams coming up pretty soon with some cannabis from Libra Shops. You can follow them at Libra Shops on Instagram. They have truly, 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 truly been so supportive of me, and they've been throwing me like extra work, and then the pandemic happened. So I really want to show these two brands some love. So go follow them. It's like, who cares if you start following more people than you have followers? It's the apocalypse. You know what I mean? Don't be stingy with your follows in the apocalypse. You can't be. So if you're enjoying this content, you know, it's free content. And I'm not touring right now. So that's a way you could give back. Just go follow at Libra Shops. At Libra Shops, Libra is an amazing dispensary, and their flagship store is in Palm Desert. They have like an amazing selection and of every type of cannabis product you could ever want. And not only that, they have the best products. They have some of my favorites like Breeze Mints, Care by Design CBD, Absolute Extracts, Breeze. Those are some of my favorites. Yeah, so check them out. Follow them at Libra Shops on Instagram. Yeah, do that because they've been helping me and that would really make me happy. Also, yeah, I did put up a Venmo. It's at Sarah Weinschenk, since I'm not working right now. And if you are enjoying the streams, then you can donate whatever you want. But if you can't afford it, then just don't. Just come by and laugh and hang. And I'm going to be doing so many fun different things coming up. I have all kinds of things planned for you guys. I'm going to have a birthday party on Instagram Live in April, if we're still quarantined, which seeming like there's a chance. So April 19th, we don't know what's going to be happening with the state of the world, but if we're still locked up, I will be doing a live stream of my birthday. I will have cake. I will be hula hooping with my LED hoop. As soon as it gets here, I'm going to be doing all kinds of fun shit. I have some musician friends stopping by live streams, comedian friends stopping by live streams. I might have a live stream garage sale. Start selling shit in my room because I'm going to clean out my closet, and then I'll have, you know, the time to ship. And when I ship this shit, I will be wearing gloves, okay? Because I'm not a moron. And, like, listen, guys, bad shit happens. We get through it. Well, that's part of the reason I'm a comedian. You think I was cool? You think I was fucking cool in middle school? You think I wasn't shoved in a few lockers once or twice? You think I didn't get invited to some birthday parties a few times? Now this just becomes me having a mental breakdown about my childhood trauma. Anyways, thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast and for listening. And if you haven't, you know, checked out old episodes, go through them. I have almost 100 fucking episodes. There's 2 years worth of content free. So use it. That's why it's there, to make you feel better. Thank you guys so much. Stay safe, and I love you. I say I love you now because I haven't had social interaction with people. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. You can still have a good day even if you're in lockdown. Bye. All right. guys, welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is Jamar Neighbors.
Yeah. What up?
Are you still going by Jamar Neighbors?
Jamar who?
Who are you today?
I'm the Corona King.
What does the Corona King do?
Man, he out here saving lives, man. You know what I'm saying? I done killed some viruses, you know what I'm saying? I done did a lot for the community that people ain't even respecting me for. Look, caught a few of these today. These.
What are those?
Look, zoom in on that bitch,
here,
man.
Here, bring it up to that camera right there.
All right.
Show the audience what you've caught.
These niggas was right here waiting for me. Outside of where? Which one?
That one.
They was out here waiting for me. Like, outside of my, look. They was out here waiting for me outside of my door because I killed their dad.
You killed their dad?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Do they have names?
This one, yeah. As soon as I opened the door, they was like, hey, I'm Robert, I'm Keith, I'm Carrie, and I'm Connor McFadden. And I wasn't like, that's good, but y'all gotta die, you know what I'm saying? So I went out there, you know what I'm saying? I got my gat or whatever, and like that, and I blast their ass, man.
Wow, you're the hero that we all need.
Man, I've been trying to tell people that.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, wait, and it looks like you came by with a little treat.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I bought some quarantine treats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody loves an Uncrustable.
Everybody loves an Uncrustable. Man, fuck yeah.
That's too.
Fuck yeah.
How about you? How you holding up in this in this bullshit?
I mean, I've barely. No, I'm okay. I've been doing a lot of live streaming. I ordered a hula hoop offline. I'm like, I don't know if I should buy things because I could die and everyone I know could die, or I should just chill.
I mean,
probably chill.
You know it's going to be the fucked up part? They're going to cut the internet off, too. So it's good that you probably brought that hula hoop. They shutting everything down.
The internet, they can't shut that down.
They can shut it down. Is this a flip of a switch?
No!
Yeah.
Don't even say that.
I went to the White House and Donald Trump showed me the button.
What color was it?
Green.
Yeah?
Yep.
What was Trump like?
He was just funny. He was just saying all kind of shit. He was like niggas and bitches are like women and men, and I was like, I feel you. I was like, you stupid boy. Yeah, man. He's just really down to earth, you know.
He was down to earth.
Yeah, he was really down to earth.
I don't know how he's like. He's still putting on his self tanner through the apocalypse, which is like,
yeah, because I told him to get like me.
You know, I said,
what'd you say?
That's what I said. I said, if you really want to fuck with the people, man, you got to get like me. And he was like, I get it. I feel you. And then I seen this nigga 3 days later, and then he was like almost as dark as me. And I was up there like, I feel you.
Oh my God.
That really happened.
Oh my God. Okay, so any experiences going to the grocery store that are interesting?
Yeah. I went up in there searching for the Corona and everything, making sure that it wasn't in people food and shit. You know what I'm saying? And all up in like the aisles and shit. And then I got kicked out of the motherfucking security. I got kicked out of the damn grocery store. It's a video online of me getting kicked out of the damn Ralph's. Because I was trying to save people from the coronavirus.
Where is the video? Is it on your Instagram?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
Can we pull that up? Let's take a look at this video of the Corona King getting kicked out of... Where was it?
Rock and Roll Ralph's right here.
Oh, Rock and Roll Ralph's. Okay, if you don't live in LA, explain Rock and Roll Ralph's.
You just see all the celebrities at this Ralph's.
No, it's rock and roll themed, I thought.
Is it?
Yeah, there's like weird guitars and stuff painted like a mural outside.
Oh, but I thought it was because you see a gang of famous people.
Oh, maybe.
And you can see people doing heroin and shit in the produce section. I remember that.
So that's where you got kicked out of.
Yeah, I got kicked out by a security guard, the dude who's supposed to be protecting the fucking people.
No.
Yeah, okay. Play that shit.
Let's play this shit. We got the Corona King out on the streets. Out in Ralph's.
Looking for the damn wall. Looking for the wall. I'm just looking for the wall.
Oh, is it playing in the headphones?
Hell no.
That's not even the one.
Well, I see a gang of cups. I don't see that. Shit.
They made me. My hood's made, I'm from Compton, and they made me stop wearing that bandana because it was red.
No.
Yeah.
I, when I saw it, the first thing I thought was, I can't believe he's wearing red.
Yeah.
But I don't see no water.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, nigga, they got Clorox bleach racks.
That's not that. The one.
This isn't the one? That's okay, which one is
it's
it?
It's the next one.
Okay, we'll find it. We'll pull it up.
No, wait. Let me see what that say.
I'm going to get down to the bottom of this Corona shit.
Right.
Oh, and there's your gun. You got your Gat.
Uh-oh. Wait, go up.
Up.
Yeah. Wait, click on that gold thing.
The gold thing?
The gold thing.
Okay, let's show it.
Is that cute? Y'all like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you're listening and you're not watching, it is a gold lame sports bra.
Yeah. Wait, anyway, go back.
All right.
Where is that video? Go down. Right there, that one.
Yeah, so this is a video of the Corona King.
Getting kicked out of Rock and Roll
Ralph. Can I come back if I put my gun up? Because I got to eat.
Sir, I got you on that.
Okay.
You should know better than to come in here acting crazy like that.
I wasn't acting crazy.
Bruh, don't put me on there, bruh.
All right.
Don't put me on
there. All right,
there,
I'm out.
We're not
I'm
even
out.
Walking down that street.
All right, I'm out. Trying to protect the people from the corona. I got kicked out for being a vigilante.
You told me I wasn't being a vigilante, I was being a fool.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Can I come back?
No, bro.
For real? All
right,
y'all.
That's amazing. That's fucking amazing.
The hero that people need, people hating ass motherfuckers like that don't even want.
I mean, I'm obsessed with this for you. I think this is a fun thing that you're doing is the Corona King. I think you should just keep putting out Corona King content.
Yeah, man. I mean, at least during this whole thing right here.
Yeah, you're gonna be drawing germs or the virus all day.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying. That's what I do. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you snacking a lot?
Yeah. I've been snacking a lot. I've been fruit snacking a lot.
I've been eating nonstop.
What have you been eating?
Whatever I can get my fucking hands on.
What have you been getting your hands on?
I've been getting my hands on. Okay, let's take a walk here. I did something crazy because I was like, the world's ending. I'm going to Postmate ice cream to myself. So I got 2 pints of ice cream and I didn't realize until it was too late. Actually, I realized. I just was like, fuck it. That the total came to $40.
What?
For 2 pints of ice cream, but the flavors were good as fuck.
What were the flavors?
Salted caramel brownie.
Uh-huh.
And
bougie bitch.
Yeah, bougie bitch. Even in the apocalypse.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'm living with my parents. At first I used to hate that. Now I love it.
You live with your mama and daddy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I always saw you as an independent woman.
I moved in with them like a couple months ago to save money.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm just like.
See, I was confused. I thought this podcast was going to go down at our house the whole fucking time. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, you thought you were going to have to come to my house?
Hell yeah. But then, like, hey, how many bedrooms your mama got?
How many what?
How many bedrooms your mama got?
She's got 3 bedrooms.
Oh, and you got your childhood bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You the only kid?
I have a sister, but my sister is like, I'm not coming home even in times of quarantine.
Where is she at?
She's at her studio apartment.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
But I'm glad because now I have I can walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's good, you know.
I mean, I don't know. But my dad keeps singing. I'm like, you need to stop.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
He's gone rogue. He's singing Matchbox 20 songs.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I don't even know what that is.
It's some bullshit.
Oh, okay.
You don't even want to know what it is.
Is this some shit that they would play at Rock and Roll Rouse over the over
Yeah,
the
let's
thing?
Pull up Matchbox 20 Unwell, please. He's just like, yeah. And today I saw him. He had a suit on and he said he was going to the office. And I was like, to do what?
Was it? What kind of suit? A suit like?
Full suit and briefcase today. And I was like, you're in denial.
Yeah, that'd be funny, man.
Yeah. I was like, where are you going? He's like, the office. I was like, yeah, might be better to just not.
Whoa. Okay.
It's weird because people are all handling it differently.
Yeah, I mean, what's this?
Oh, this is the shit my dad's been fucking singing.
Oh. Hey.
We just need a couple lines out of it. I'm not crazy. It's called I'm Not Crazy.
Does your dad dress like that too?
Yeah, he has those earrings.
Love me.
This guy's a fucking loser.
He's been singing that?
What?
He's been singing that?
Not this part. Hold on. The chorus is coming. This part. I'm not crazy. I'm just
a little. Oh, I do remember this song.
Yeah, he's been singing. He was just singing, I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. And he was in his full fucking suit.
I like it.
I was like, what is happening? I also, have you heard about this? Now you can have dates on FaceTime. I have a FaceTime date coming up.
What is that?
He's going to Postmate me food.
What?
And then we're going to have a FaceTime date.
What?
I don't know how that's going to go.
Is it for the quarantine shit?
What?
Is it because of quarantine?
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
I know. I was like, I can't wait to fuck again. When Dude. Is life going to be normal?
You know what I've learned? That this whole end of the world shit is that a lot of women were serious when they were at the like, Jamar, not even in the end of the world. I'm like, bitch, really? But these abs, though. I don't give a fuck, Jamar. I don't give a fuck how many abs you got.
You do have a lot of abs. You go to the gym?
I got like 17 abs.
From the gym or what?
I'm just black.
No.
I swear to God.
You just have abs like that?
I swear to God.
Are you fucking with me?
I ate some. Nah, man. I told you how I've been snacking.
You've been eating Uncrustables and you still have an 18-pack?
Goddamn. No, 17.
17. Sorry. I was giving you extra credit. I thought you would just not correct me, but...
Nah, man.
We got to stay consistent with how many abs you got.
Yo. So it's the salted caramel thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
what
yeah.
Else?
Okay. I just started salivating when I was talking about it. That was fucked up. Nothing's worse than salivating when people can hear it, too. I was like, bitch, are you salivating? Yeah. This one called... listen to the name of it. You know this is some cunty shit. Foraged Slab Berry Pie. Your face right now. I can see your eyes. He's just heavy breathing in his full mask into the mic right now.
This bitch said forage pie. What the fuck is forage pie?
Forage slabberry pie. Can you type it in?
It had the word slab.
Oh, there it is. Forage berry pie.
Have you had that before?
Yeah. No, just the apocalypse made me do it. I was like, fuck it.
And that shit was $13?
Well, no, with the delivery and shit. Normally, I thought it was going to be like $25 for 2 pints, which was a splurge, but I was like, fuck it. But then I forgot all the delivery and the taxes and fees.
How big is a pint? Damn. You ate all of it already?
No. Uh-oh. I had to stop myself. And then I hid it from my dad because he kept fucking eating it. I was like, not even in the apocalypse. Am I going to share this shit?
What's your mama like?
My mom's always in a pretty good mood, and she's really sweet, and she's like very neurotic.
What? Yeah.
She's like watercoloring through the apocalypse.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's going on. But it's just weird because like my dad works a lot, so now he's just like at home and he's not handling. It's just funny to watch.
What does he do?
He's a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
But the courts are closed.
Oh, right, right.
Unless
right.
It's like emergency cases.
Also, hearings and all that shit have been like pushed back. So, like,
yeah, you know, people are celebrating that too.
I know, right?
Like, fuck it. Yeah. I mean, I think the thing they have to fucking do is they have to release everyone that's in prison for cannabis related crimes.
What? Oh, is that real?
I think they should because it will save money.
Yeah, but
so many people are locked up that shouldn't be.
Yeah. My brother up in there.
Yeah?
Yeah, but he should be in there.
Oh, he should?
Yeah, man. He be stealing and shit.
He be stealing and shit?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of your other family?
Hell no. I didn't see him before the quarantine.
Have you reached out to anyone you shouldn't have?
Yeah. I did.
Who hasn't? I've texted everyone.
I swear to God, I was just, yeah.
I texted my ex-boyfriend from college. I was like, hey, you want to come up on my live stream and sing a song? He's like, sure, would love to. I was like, really? I haven't talked to this guy in years. I was like, I'm losing it.
I swear to God, I hit an ex up. This is my last girlfriend from like 5 years ago. Like my official girlfriend from like 5 years ago. And I was like, hey, I remember me?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, because I was like, me and a buddy were talking about, you know, funny girls we've dated. She's not even a comic. She's a funny person, though. I was like, we were talking about funny girls we dated, and I thought about you. That was my way back in. And she was like, oh, that's sweet. And I was like, yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's amazing. What'd she say?
She said, I'm watching McMillions.
No. Wait, do you want water?
I'll take some water.
I'll throw it.
Right.
Before, you might have declined water before the apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah.
Now everyone takes any water you offer.
Can you hear my dry mouth going? All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm going to be real with you. I've never had an Uncrustable. Oh my God.
Yeah. You never had an Uncrustable?
No.
What?
No.
I sent you a picture of these Uncrustables. It made me seem like you were very into Uncrustables.
Well, no, I've been craving Uncrustables.
Well,
because I can imagine. Oh my God, he's gone. you've gone rogue.
So bite it and tell me what you think. It's kind of whatever.
No, it's pretty fucking good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I haven't had a PB&J in so long,
For real?
I'm not a crust bitch.
Really? Oh, Uncrustable. So I was perfect with it.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up.
When I heard you had Uncrustables, I was like, get him on the podcast.
Dude, I'm really out here, you know. So we got Uncrustables. We got fruit snacks. We got taquitos. We got we got some weird chips and shit. We got like jalapeno lime ruffles, and then we got like Cheez-Its.
Really?
Yeah, we got.
And you still have like a 17 pack? So far. But you've been fighting.
I was supposed to be in the Golden Gloves. I was supposed to do the Golden Gloves like right before the Golden Gloves. It's like this amateur boxing tournament.
The Golden Gloves?
Yeah, it's called the California Golden Gloves. It was like this amateur boxing tournament.
Oh, so you box?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm decent, but but when the pressure's on, I'm great. So okay. I thought that. So I that's why I thought I stood a chance. And I'm glad that it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Because I was gonna get into some other things after this that required my mind. So I was
like what?
I may do a show. I may have a show. So
well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and then so I was like, well,
that's awesome.
I shouldn't do this tournament.
Well, do you have a boxing thing at home? A bag?
No, just a wife.
Perfect.
So yeah. Yeah, man.
You're crushing this Corona season right now.
I am, dude.
You are. Have you been finding that you're getting more creative?
I have. You know why?
What?
I didn't think that it was going to happen because I was like, okay, so for the first couple of days, you're like, you're cool. You know what I'm saying? You got your internet.
Yeah.
You got your game.
Yeah.
And all that shit. And then by, what is this, like day 8? You're just like, you know what? I'm going to rewrite Demolition Man. I need to play Simon Phoenix.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I started color coding things in my closet. Okay. I had like this whole box of bandanas from the Jet Rag sale. There's this sale in LA. Well, there used to be.
That was me and Sarah's first date, by the way.
Yeah, I was at the Jet Rag sale. I was there rummaging through fucking clothes. Everything's a dollar. I was looking for some shirts for myself and Jamar.
Yeah, it's perfect.
But from that sale, I've gotten so many like vintage bandanas. I'm wearing one right now.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, because you Oh, that's right. I saw a picture of you folding that shit and just putting them in like order, right?
Yeah, in color coded order. I was like ironing them. And then I was like, I have a live stream. I better iron my robe. I was ironing a silk robe for a live stream. Like, this is what I've been doing. I was like, I guess I should clean my closet.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep cleaning my crib, and then it just keeps getting dirty again.
I know, because you're just in there all day.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel crazy.
You know what I did?
What?
No, I haven't did. I did it in my mind. I haven't
done it yet.
What did
you do in your mind?
Oh, okay. I was going to sleep in between my mattresses. In between my mats, like in the middle.
What, like a sandwich?
Yeah.
You know, why?
I don't know. I mean,
just for fun?
Yeah, I mean, fuck it, why not?
Have you done anything else like fuck it, why not?
No, I'm getting. Oh, well, okay. So I went to Ralph's and I got kicked out for fighting the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that.
That, yeah, yeah.
And I did a podcast, the Sarah Weinstein's podcast. I was like, fuck it, why not?
I was like, fuck it. I mean, who knows when I'll be able to do another podcast in the studio.
I was really going to go to New York. Oh, so God in heaven.
Literally 3 days ago, Jamar was like, I was like, we should hang. And then he was like, I'm going to go to New York. I was like, what?
The dirtiest, the place, it's the Italy of the United States.
That's so funny. You got to write that one down.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to New York and do some time.
And do some time.
And then my mama, and then I told my mama, and then she was at the like, nigga, no, you're not. You ain't going nowhere. And I was like, why? She was up there like, because I fucking said so. I was like, all right.
We were like, sorry.
And then I hit up Sarah and I was like, I guess I'll come out on Thursday.
He's like, yeah, I'm available on Thursday. I also have Uncrustables.
And Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, you should have.
I was trying to entice Sarah so hard. I was like, yo, I got these Uncrustables.
He sent me a photo of the Uncrustables in his freezer. Like, and I was like, damn.
Sup, Ma?
I fucking powered through that Uncrustable.
You did. Where the other one at? Did you eat that shit?
No,
too?
I'm not a bitch.
Greedy bitch. That's why I want to fucking come here.
What a cunt.
Where my dad?
This cunt.
Where is that shit at? Oh, here it is.
You lost your Uncrustable. You couldn't see it because your goggles.
Hey, these shits defrost fast. Did you really fuck with that Uncrustable?
It's gone.
Oh, shit. You want this one?
No, it's okay.
Sir.
No, it's okay.
S-Dog. Come on.
What?
I'm going to call you S-Dub.
S-Dub?
S-Dub. Come on.
One of my screen names, my first email address was Sarah_Dub.
Dub? Okay.
Yeah, like W.
Okay.
Yeah, S-Dub. I like it.
Can I call you S-W-B? Nope. I'm just going to call S-Dub. You
S-Dub. S-Dub, I like.
Okay, S-Dub. Can you eat this Uncrustable?
Right now?
Yeah, fuck it.
Back to back?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. You ain't doing nothing else.
All right.
Shit. Ain't gonna do nothing but go to them thighs.
Fuck yeah. These thighs about to be extra thick.
Man. Dude, this water is the goat. By the way.
No. He keeps just spilling it on himself.
Yeah, man. Oh. Hold up.
What?
I didn't even see this. No. What's up with this? Y'all see this? What the hell? I'm about to sit on this shit.
No.
Who dares? Who wanna see some gay shit? I don't know why. Look, where my damn headphones at? I'm sorry. Hey, nigga, I don't know why. Like, what is up my, like, comedic sensibilities and shit? It's like, I ain't gay, but I think gay shit is so fucking funny. Like, I don't know why.
I love that you just said you were going to sit on that. How do you feel? Isn't it crazy not performing?
It is.
Is it getting to you? How do you feel?
Yeah, a little bit, because... Now I'm like, I'm trying to do these videos and I'm like, I don't like this. I'd rather just be on stage and it's the platform is already there.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're so talented. I think everyone will enjoy seeing your videos. So do it for the people.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I hit a blunt yesterday and I took a bath. Oh, I did. I've been taking baths.
Yes. I've been taking baths nonstop.
You know what I learned about a bath?
Mm-hmm.
I stink. Dig it. It was like
no, just sitting in the bath.
Yeah, and I got out of it, and then it was like this big ass ring around the tub, and I was up like, I was like, damn, that's me. That shit looked like a root beer float, like
a root beer float.
Yeah, but anyway, so I was lost in thought, and I was like, damn, man, I said, man, if this is the end of the world, which is not the end of the world, we're all just really doing a software update.
Software update.
Like, it just feels like we're all doing a software
update. You want to write this shit down? I guess it's gonna be on the video.
Yeah, I tweeted it yesterday.
That's
so what it feels
funny.
Like.
But, you should put some of your more jokes on your Instagram.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's what I've been doing every day, and like. I've just been like, think of a joke and put it up. And people really like that shit because everyone really needs it right now.
You know what's so crazy? I don't follow you, but I do stalk you. Like,
like, you can follow me now.
All right. What was I?
Princess Shank. Princess?
Wait, what is this?
All right. I'm going to start.
I was going to start the podcast without you.
I was going to start and do like a little intro. And then when you get here, just ring the bell out front and we'll have you come in and then I'll introduce you and it'll be funny, especially if you're wearing those fucking goggles. All right. one second more when you get here. And then walk to the front of Sunset. Okay. And ring the doorbell. Okay.
I'm
bye.
Like, how is this fool late even in the apocalypse? Late too.
CPT tag. You know, it's so funny, and I really live like 2 minutes walking distance from here, and I was like, I'd be there.
Like, he's late and he lives 2 minutes walking distance. Oh, I have like a goodie bag for you.
For real?
Yeah.
Did you eat that Uncrustable?
I pounded it.
You fat bitch.
Here.
Let me see this goodie bag.
I just smashed 2 Uncrustables.
You did. What is this? Okay. This is some socks. Oh, shit. The Mr. Rogers joints. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they got neighbors on it.
Yeah. Can you hold the socks up to the camera?
Yes, massa. Oh, my God. What, this one or that one?
That one. Yeah. I think you can stay right there and he'll zoom in. Yeah. Yeah. I asked Jamar which socks he wanted, and that those were his choice.
So we got that. What is this?
The rest is like some weed stuff.
A blunt.
From Speedweed, yeah.
What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? bong juice? But you freeze it?
I don't know. I didn't make the bag.
What is this?
Little edibles.
Oh, man, this should have fucked your mind up. What is this?
Joints.
Joints?
Yeah.
What are you? Oh, like.
Like weed joints.
Oh, it's weed inside of these things already?
Yeah.
Nigga, these is matches.
No, you pull that out. The packaging's a little weird. You pull that out and then.
Where's Speed? Oh, shout out to Speed Weed, man, for doing y'all thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always keep the comics, you know, minds real sharp.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, there are joints. Is it weed in these joints?
Yeah.
Oh, what? You know what's so crazy, Sarah?
What?
Is that I have this actually in my house. He gave me one before, and I have this thing, but I only saw the matches, so I was like, why? I didn't know that there was just a gang of weed up in that motherfucker.
No.
Yeah, so
their packaging's cool. It's Lowell's.
Yeah. So this is cool, man. Yeah, man, so I hit an X up and shit like that. I'm right now, I got Willie staying with me and shit, just hanging out.
Willie?
Hunter.
I love Willie.
I was going to bring him, but then I was like, no, I want to be alone with Sarah. So I was like, you stay here.
You left him?
Yeah, but he's out and about doing his own thing right now, too.
What is he doing? Walking the streets?
Yeah, with nothing but a stick and a dog.
Does he have a dog?
No. I want a dog.
I want a dog so bad. I've been telling my parents I'm going to get a dog. And I feel like I'm a child. They're like, do not come home with a dog.
Do you want to go half on a puppy?
I would love to, but I can't. How would that go down? I'm like, I got to drive to Hollywood, shared custody of the puppy. What would you name it? What would we name our puppy? COVID?
COVID?
COVID-19?
COVID-19? I like that. I like it.
It's different.
It's creative.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Man, how many people watching this right now?
It's not live right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna upload it to YouTube. I'm gonna get some clips for Instagram.
I should have brought more costumes, man.
No, you have a lot of clothes, don't you?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah. Do you got a lot of clothes?
I got a lot of clothes.
Shit. You know what? I don't know if I have a lot of clothes.
But you got some good shit.
But I have good shit. Yeah. And I switch it up real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool because you're like very you're like me where you're like you're fashion oriented. Like,
yes, that's why I wanted to have you on too, because I know you love fashion. You know, low-key love fashion.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you can look at a person and be like, this person knows exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and other times you're like, bitch, do you even own a mirror?
Yeah. No. Right?
There's some bitches out there. You're like, how did? And dudes too.
Oh.
It's mostly dudes.
I swear to God, man, I'd be at the like, sometimes I see people and I'd be like, why would you wear that? And I'm I'll even be seeing like comedy specials and shit like that. I'd be like, nigga, that shirt don't even go with them pants. I'm like, I'm off board.
Yeah, when I see a comedian in a bad outfit, I'm off board.
Yeah.
You know, like for me, like Doug Stanhope, I love the way he dresses.
Yeah.
Because it's like no one else is dressing like that. It's right. Dope.
Or if you're going to, or I don't know. Or, like, I could watch CK, like, wear the black shirt or whatever, because that's CK and shit like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, anybody else, I'm just like, nigga, you just put that shit on and was like, all right, it's time to go tell jokes. It's like, it's a whole show, dummy.
But do you think CK will be able to redeem himself?
Yeah.
Post-pandemic?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I saw him perform at Skankfest last year.
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing. It was like, oh, shit.
He's
still got it. Of course.
He don't lose it. He just jacked off.
But, like, I felt so bad because he wasn't able to perform, so it was cool to see him perform. And now it's so weird not performing.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm like, am I going to be doing, I've seen people doing, what do you feel about these people that are doing like a stand up from their house or like a stand up live stream? Like,
I mean,
it's weird. Like, how do you do it without any laughs?
I mean, that's probably why they're so good at it.
They're used to not getting laughs. That's so funny.
I almost started to do that, but I was like, this shit feel gay.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you've ever done an open mic, it's just probably like that.
Yeah.
It was like Rock Paper in 2000.
Rock Paper!
Yeah, so Rock Paper was this like coffee shop that was interesting. It was on Sunset Boulevard, and they used to have like mics there every day, right?
Yeah.
And it was a lot of bombing that happened.
You would
happened.
Do Sal's, you would go to Rock Paper, then you hit Marty's. Sal's, Rock Paper, Marty's.
Yeah, that's the
triple threat. But yeah, hell, I mean, I'd rather do like the characters and shit or some shit than doing the stand up.
Like, it gives you a chance to, like, I guess, get creative. I mean, I'm going to be hula hooping.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I bought an LED light hula hoop.
What?
And I'm going to be hula hooping and it lights up and shit. I'm going to be doing live streams from my parents' house. I was doing a workout upstairs. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, a workout. I was like jumping, like doing crazy shit. And they're like, can you do that downstairs?
You know what the fuck part? That's, you know,
I feel like I'm 12, basically.
Well, yeah, especially because like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that is some 12-year-old shit. Are you good at hula hooping?
Yeah, I'm like really good at hula hooping. It's like one of those like freakish skills that like I think it's because of the way my body's shaped. I'm just like made for hula hooping.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. And it's a good workout, right?
Yeah, and it's a good workout. Can burn off those uncrustables.
Yeah, man.
Both of them,
yeah.
Went back to back.
Can you? Okay. Okay. So I'm kind of good at hula hooping. I like putting it around my neck.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Do you have a hula hoop?
Nah,
get
man.
One and then live stream with me.
I'm with it. I was going to say this. You know what's making this quarantine really fucked up?
What?
Is that I don't have Wi-Fi at my house.
No.
Nope.
What are you doing? You don't have Wi-Fi?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because before this whole thing happened, I had Wi-Fi and I would only stay in the house all day and just be on the internet.
Oh, so you got rid of it?
So I was like, I need to get rid of this. And I got rid of my Netflix and my little nephews and nieces use my Hulu. But I don't have like that at my house.
Do you have a way to watch anything?
I have like movies on drives and I have like and I have data on my phone.
Okay.
So I'm like, once I'm out of data and shit like that, then it's just me and my Uncrustables.
And your friends.
Oh, yeah. Keith, where them things at?
Keith and Connor and...
McSpack.
I don't know where the fuck they went.
Oh, fuck. Oh, where the boy is at?
You're just you and your viruses.
Yeah.
You and all those guys you killed.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, there's that. And I haven't even been really... Like, I did smoke a blunt, but I haven't even been really smoking and shit either. But, because I'm like...
I gave my dad some weed.
You did?
Yeah.
He fucks with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he smoke with you? Y'all
no.
smoke together?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have that boundary.
Oh, okay. What about your mama?
She doesn't smoke.
For real? She know you smoke?
Yeah.
Damn. Your sister older or younger?
Younger.
Oh, okay.
She's younger and she's in her own apartment.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
You 32?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Man, you look like you like 26.
I'll take it.
Damn, that's cool, man.
Dude, I left the house yesterday. I went on a walk in this to therapy.
Yeah.
This fucking guy I've never met in my life before starts talking to me. And he's like hungry to talk to a woman because he's been caged up, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's like following me to therapy. And he's like, and I'm wearing, because I've lost my mind at this point, a crown that says, kiss me, I'm Irish, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And he's like, are you going to the bars? And I'm like, what bars? Everything's fucking closed. And he's like, can I walk with you? And I was like, no, because I don't know you and it's the apocalypse.
Right.
And then he was like, All right, fine. So then I go to therapy, get out of therapy.
I like we've all accepted that this is the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I go to therapy, get out of therapy. He's still outside.
Waiting for you?
Waiting for me.
Damn.
Then I had to be like, I have a husband.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? It's like fools are so bored. I also went to FedEx yesterday.
Yeah.
The guy at FedEx... also, so weird. I think it's we're getting weirder because we don't interact with humans anymore. We're going to be doing weird shit. I asked Steph Sambari to show me her dog's tongue on a live stream.
What?
Yeah, she was sitting with her dog. I was like, oh, he looks so cute. And she's like, oh, look at his tongue. I was like, show me his tongue. And then I was like, that's such a weird thing to say.
But we forget that, like, well, like you forget that human beings are like social creatures.
Yeah.
We forgot all about, well, I don't know. Because we're so used to being, yeah, it's just so fucking weird.
It's
man.
So fucking weird because it's like, and I'm just so used to like if I'm bored or like there's nothing to do, especially if you're a comedian, like there's always people hanging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always a hang.
Yeah.
Now it's like, there's no hang and we're all trapped.
And so sometimes I have a hard time talking into my phone, like, and that's why I was really weird about trying to do videos and shit, because I'm too aware that I'm not talking to anybody. I'm really talking to a glass.
No, but you're gonna crush the video game.
So I'm like, yeah, so I'd be at the
kill on Twitch too. You should get on there too.
Yeah,
famous on Twitch. You're about to be famous TikTok. On Twitch. I meant TikTok, not
yeah,
Twitch.
Yeah,
fuck it's Twitch.
It's old ass.
Yeah,
it's old references.
I can't keep. Yeah, dude.
Fuck, man. I mean, yeah, but I used to be like, this is stupid.
But now,
because how do you even make money from this? What are we gonna do about money?
We're fucked.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, I mean,
do we get that?
Just keep doing, you should start doing live streams and then have people Venmo you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And come on, stop by my live stream.
Where's your live stream? Here?
It's on Instagram.
Oh,
you just,
okay.
You just request to be in my live stream.
Yeah.
And then we can.
I don't got no Wi-Fi.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man.
Okay, okay. Well.
Well, I'll just see you next lifetime.
No, they might. I mean, because the way that shit's going right now, there's a lot of, I know that there are some people who still don't have Wi-Fi, and I heard that there's a chance that they might just start like making it so everyone can have Wi-Fi. Because the world's ending.
Did you really hear that?
No, I swear to God, I would never make that up. I wouldn't make that up.
Oh, this bitch is talking.
This bitch is saying shit to make you feel better in the pandemic.
Fuck.
Then
okay. I should have brought more outfits.
No, you're perfect. You're all looking right. Great. We love what you've done.
Dude, I love this thumb here, dude.
If you guys are wondering why we're sitting 6 feet away from each other, it's because...
Well, now you know.
Yay. You know.
Because we're like that couple in Hancock who can't really be next to each other. Because one of us will die.
Yep. 100%. I like how we're both... I thought that you were going to wear this jumpsuit. I was hoping. And I was like, I'm going to wear the equivalent.
Where'd you get yours?
Jet Rag. I got this for a dollar.
You've always had that?
I got it for a dollar. Yeah.
You're a boss.
I have had this. I got this and this for a dollar.
What? Only thing I'm missing is some gloves.
Yeah, you need some like rubber ones. Can you even get rubber gloves anymore? Anthony, can we do a Google search to see if we can... Are rubber gloves available? I feel like those would probably be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's so weird because like a week ago, life was so different.
It was. It was like
oh, this is getting serious. They're canceling Coachella because I was supposed to do some work at Coachella.
Yeah.
And I was all stoked because I was gonna make money, gonna move out of my parents. I'm just locked in there,
dude. Well, do you have a Nintendo at least?
No, but I I have other shit.
Like what?
Like I have books. Oh, those look... Are those available?
You about to read?
There are rubber gloves available online. Still? All right, cool.
You're about to read?
Yeah, I got books. They're not available?
Really?
All sold out?
This is a universal, like, I can't... There's no gloves anywhere. Oh. Can I tell you guys the plug? Can I tell you the plug?
A glove plug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liquor stores.
Ooh.
Liquor stores have liquor stores have alcohol. Liquor stores have Kleenex. Because nobody ever thinks to go inside a liquor store.
That's good.
And you know where you can probably really get some shit?
Where?
You got to go to the hood to go get it, though.
Yeah, where?
Anywhere. But like stores in like the hood. Like if you go to Inglewood and shit like that. Because niggas, like they don't.
They're not going to buy a bunch of shit.
Niggas not really taking this shit serious like that. Yeah. Like, so we can go to Inglewood and go to a Dollar Tree out there and shit like that. You can get anything you need.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Cause I called my sister, and then she was at the like, did you all say some shit like, she said some shit like this, I don't know, but all the niggas I know is just calling it this Corona shit.
This Corona shit. Yeah.
My mom wouldn't let me go to New York, but she was at the like, I ain't worried about this shit.
That's what she said.
I've been telling people, I even tweeted about it. I was like, I'm like, I don't see this phasing me at all.
Well, hopefully we don't know people who get it.
I mean, you're going to know somebody that got it. First of all,
I need to sit down on that thumb. You know what I mean? Like, shit's getting real now.
This is it's your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's my boyfriend. This pandemic. I'm taking that home with me. Catch me and this thumb. My fans only page that I'm starting to make extra cash now from my parents' house. Everything's gonna be just fine.
Yeah, man. This Corona shit is just bad. What do you think about Tom Hanks getting that shit?
That's it. When I found out that, I was like, not Tom Hanks. That, like, over the top. I was like, my reaction was like, anyone but Tom. And, like, I fucking know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, I care so much about Tom Hanks. That's why when you picked out those Mr. Rogers socks, I was like, he subliminally did it because of Tom Hanks.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, what about Idris Elba?
Sad, too. So yeah. Sad because I was like, he's so hot. Now he has it.
Yeah, all right. What about Kevin Durant?
I didn't know he had it. Oh, he's a basketball player, right?
Yeah. What about me?
Do you have it?
Listen, this is what I've been telling people. I said, all right, before this Corona thing was huge, whatever, I was over at a friend's house. I spent the night, and I had a dry cough.
No.
It was dry as fuck. Every time I breathe in, I would cough.
No.
Violently.
No.
Yep. And I was doing that shit.
Are you lying?
I put this shit on God in heaven.
No.
I was coughing violently or whatever.
When?
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And every time I breathe, I'm coughing. This is going on for a whole motherfucking day. And then I got a fever, right?
No.
I got a fever, but I was working out for the fight or whatever. So I was kind of in the best shape of my life, kind of, sort of. I was drinking a lot of water, vegetables, and this and this and that. And the fever kind of sweated out, and then I was just back to normal.
No, yeah. You think you got it?
I swear to God, I feel like I had it.
No.
Yeah, but I don't got that shit no more. You know why?
Oh, shit.
You know why?
Why?
Cause I just don't.
Do you have it?
I ain't got no damn. I don't got it, girl. Come
don't
here.
Tell me you have COVID.
I don't got
while
it.
While you're
girl.
Here in real life, I start freaking out.
I'm wearing a mask, damn it.
You are wearing a mask. That's true.
Come here, girl. I swear to God, I got that shit. I feel like this is how the 80s was when niggas were trying to fuck and AIDS was rampant. Come here, girl. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. Where can people find you? We're going to wrap up.
In a doomsday bunker? Like, made out of cardboard and sheet metal.
I respect it. What's your Instagram?
@Jamar_neighbors.
Okay, I'm going to post that on my...
where can people find me?
I'm going to post that...
Nowhere.
I'm going to post that on the description of this episode so people can find you and come fuck with the Corona King. Come see all the viruses you're collecting this pandemic season.
Sarah, this was fun as shit.
So fun. And what's your Twitter?
I'm looking at it right now. All okay, right, cool. It's @JamarNeighbors.
Oh, @JamarNeighbors. Okay, I'll put that in the description too. And hopefully I'll catch, we'll get, have you on some live streams.
Yeah, man. And we'll do Uncrustables sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll do, you'll eat them. Maybe I'll try to forage some Uncrustables.
Yeah.
All right. That's our episode. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.